Do you have an extra bedroom but few overnight guests? A formal dining room that rarely sees any crumbs? A living room that only gets walked through on the way to the kitchen or the family room? Spare rooms, you dust them, vacuum them, furnish them, fuss over them, but rarely do you actually live in them. So how much is that extra room costing you? Joining us now from Edmonton, Alberta, financial expert Jim Yee. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm well, Bruce. So nice to hear from you again.
I call this the just-in-case space. And oftentimes, people are buying a home. They're looking, they're trying to think longer term about what needs their home they may have out of their home over time. But when it comes to these extra rooms, is it actually worth the cost?
You asking me the question?
I'm asking you the question. Was your answer going to be no, and then the interview's over?
Well, the answer is the same always. It depends.
Okay, what does it depend on?
Well, I think, first of all, can you afford it? If you can afford the luxury of having an extra room, I love your term, the just-in-case space. And when you need it, boy, are you glad you have it, you know? And so you may not need it 365 days of the year. You may not even need it, you know, half the year. But if you need it for a month of that year,
it could be worth it. Well, in order to answer your question of can you afford it, you need to know how much it is going to cost. So how do you come up with that calculation? It's, you know, a piece of the mortgage, because you're presumably buying a bigger house if you need an extra bedroom. There's maintenance and costs that could be allocated to that extra room, property taxes allocated to that. How much would a spare room, like, how would you think through what that cost actually is?
How anal are you?
Well, it depends.
You know, how far do you want to go with this thing? I think it was, you had sent me an article on this, and they broke it down into square footage and cost per square footage, and then all kinds of what if the room can't be heated properly and the cost to upgrade the furnace, and all. You can go as far as you want. So at the end of the day, I think the simplest way, I like simple. I'm a big fan of simple. If you have a 3-bedroom house and it's, I'm making it up, it costs you $500,000, and a 4-bedroom house is going to cost you $550,000. It's not quite that simple, but do you want the extra space? It's going to cost you extra $50,000. With that $50,000, you're going to get a bunch of other things with it. Maybe a neighborhood, a smaller yard, a better yard, a closer to school. So it's very difficult to break it down perfectly. But the question becomes, can you afford the $550,000 house? Maybe it's a mortgage payment. Maybe it doesn't make a difference to taxes.
I think why we're talking about this at all is I think it's a worthwhile question for people to ask, because they make the sort of assumption that grandma's going to want to stay with us. Well, maybe grandma will, maybe she will for 3 nights a year, 6 nights a year. And the math you need to do is dollars for a hotel nearby and maybe a couple of hundred extra bucks. So, grandma gets a new outfit every time she comes to visit and deals with the insult of not being put up in the spare room.
I guess that's what I mean, you're going to get some analytics, some, keen spreadsheet people that are going to build the perfect spreadsheet to calculate how much this is going to cost. I think the majority of people aren't going to go to that extent. And so at the end of the day, do you want grandma to stay with you? Is that important to you? Is it important to have a place to stay? And yeah, I mean, you're right. Your alternatives, can you put grandma up in a hotel? Well, there's endless alternatives. And so you can analyze this. There's some people that will analyze this to no end. Something near dear to my heart is my father's 88 years of age. We built a house so that my dad could stay with us if need be. Well, we built this house 10 years ago when my dad was 78. He's still healthy. He's still independent. He's still living on his own. So we carried costs for 10 years. Does that matter to me? No. If I can afford it, that's fine.
It's kind of like insurance. It sounds like insurance.
Yeah, sure. Have other people stayed in the room? Yeah. When my sister comes down for a visit, we've had friends come. And we're happy to have them stay. Does it cost me more in food? Yeah, sometimes. Am I going to add that in? I don't think so. So,
would you ever put that room up on Airbnb to alleviate the cost? I mean, that's one way to mitigate it. Buy it, but make the space work for you.
If I was ever tight for money, I sure would. I think that is a perfect alternative. And, I guess my point is, I get the point. We've all overbought, right? We bought a bigger house than we need. We see this all the time.
Well, you have like 12 children, don't you? Is it 12 or 13? I can't remember.
Four, but it feels
same. 4, 13.
It's when they have their friends over for sleepovers, then I have 8 to 10.
Right.
Are we glad we have the extra room? Absolutely. Is it cost us more money? You betcha. I would say when it comes to money, when it comes to finance, psychology is far more powerful than logic. And so we try and justify things with math, and we try and justify things with spreadsheets and logic. But at the end of the day, it comes back to, can you just afford it? And if you can, then be happy with it.
And if you can't?
If you can't, then that's where you have to, you know, look hard and say, yeah, I really want this, but I can't afford it. I mean, that's the problem in today's society is that if we can't afford it, we justify it by, oh, we just have to make an extra, you know, $25 a month in payments or whatever the number is, right? We've done this with our vehicles. When I bought my first car, the longest you could finance a car for was 3 years. You couldn't get a car loan for longer than 3 years. And now, you know, you can get a 10-year car loan. Why would you want a 10-year car loan? Just so you could make the payment smaller. We remember when you could get a 40-year mortgage. It went from 25 to 30 to 35 to 40, and then it was the government that stepped in and said, you know, this may not be such a good thing.
Yeah.
So these lines of credits have allowed us to spend beyond our means. And you know, I think housing is one of these things where everybody has bought into this idea that, you know, we could use an extra room. We could use a formal dining room.
But you're going to pay for all that, right?
You're going to pay for it. You can afford it, then why are you worried about it?
Yeah. Well, Grandma stays on Abby's trundle bed when she comes to visit anyway. She's 82 years old. She's not allowed to use the spare room because our 8-year-old's like, no, sleepover. Jim, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for having me. Always fun to talk to you. I always laugh lots.
That's good. That counts for something. Jim Yee joined us from Edmonton, Alberta. He's the blogger behind Retire Happy.